Montreal's iconic Olympic Stadium has undergone a temporary transformation. It's now a refugee welcome center. There's been such a huge influx of asylum seekers, mostly Haitians coming from the U.S. into Canada, that the facilities normally used to house new arrivals have run out of space. So the sports complex agreed to pitch in. On Wednesday, the first busloads of people arrived. They're sleeping on cots in an area by the concession stands. Mireille Paquet is an immigration policy expert at Concordia University in Montreal. Why are there so many asylum seekers coming to Montreal all of a sudden?
So we're experiencing a larger than usual influx of people coming, but I think it's important, especially for U.S. Listeners, to realize that we're not talking about such a big number, like, ultimately, right? So it's bigger than usual, but it's not as big as we can see sometimes people crossing the U.S. and Mexico border. Most of them right now are from Asian descent, and they're reacting to the announcement by the President of the United States that the temporary status they were granted following the Asian earthquake will end at the end of the year. So they'll be asked to leave the U.S. or face the threat of deportation. Mm-hmm. So they're traveling by foot to Canada.
I got to say, the first image that popped into my mind when I heard about this story was the Superdome in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. What are the conditions like for the people that are staying at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal?
This is a good question. It's an interesting parallel. From a report, people are sleeping on cots and the ambience is camp-like. But I think that for us, what's more important is that we can actually welcome these people and make sure they don't just disappear into nature, right? Mm. And that way is also to provide them at least with some safety, because when people cross irregularly into the country, they are at risk of being taken advantage of by human traffickers or to enter into dangerous situation, right? So the situation is temporary for them there. They'll be reoriented to other housing situation. But for now, at least, they're safe.
What impact will all of this have, do you think, on relations between the U.S. and Canada?
That's the real question here, right? Because there's a lot of societal pressure for Canada to reconsider its involvement into the Third Safe Country Agreement with the United States. Because of this agreement, basically people that want to claim status in Canada but are currently living in the United States need to cross the border by foot and then claim status in Canada. And so society and a lot of people involved in immigration services or working with immigrants would like Canada to end this agreement. But the reality is that it is really unlikely that the Trudeau government will end this agreement. Doing so would be to question whether the United States is actually abiding to its international obligation when it comes to immigration. And implicitly and diplomatically, it would send a message that the United States is a country that is unsafe and that is a country that produces refugees. So you can see how much of a condemnation that could be coming from another country.
Yeah, so kind of short answer, is Canada likely to just continue absorbing refugees from the United States?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, it's hard to see. I mean, all of us that work in this area would love so much to see this agreement being canceled. But the reality is that, yeah, it'd be surprising.
As someone who is from Montreal, can you tell us a little bit more about the history of this stadium where these asylum seekers are staying? I mean, it's not exactly been the pride of the city, has it?
No, and here I'm going to take off my professor hat and put my Montrealer hat. So, it's interesting. The stadium was built for the Olympics in Montreal that we had a couple of years ago. Well, more than a couple of years ago, actually.
And it's 76, been ever right?
Yeah, exactly. And ever since, it's been the object of contention and criticism. So it started from the very strange architecture of it. It's kind of a round sphere with this interesting piece that is in the air. It also was built.
Yeah,
with,
I never understood what that thing was.
I don't think we do either. In recent years, been used for events when there are conventions or things like that. People will gather there. Some sporting events are still being held around the stadium outside. Also, there's been an attempt to kind of revitalize the area, but it's always been kind of a strange space, which just really doesn't fit well with the rest of the city.
Yeah, an odd stadium, but being put to good use right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very personal thing, but to me, I'm actually very happy to see the stadium for once being put to something that I feel really proud of and very happy about, which is the welcoming of people that need protection. So, I'm happy about that.
Well, other than the stadium, you've got a lovely city.
Oh, thank you.
Mireille Paquet, an immigration policy expert at Concordia University in Montreal. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.